Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch. Oh, ooh, the secret, secret place with you.
I die a little every day, yeah. So I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually to be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. Blog Talk Radio, July 30th, 2022. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. We honor Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. Announcement. Pray for Dr. Carey as the family mourns the death of her loved one. Here are the arrangements. Celebration of life for Ladora Mosley. Visitation on Monday, August the 1st, 2022, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Sacred Memories Funeral Home. That's 2024 East 75th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. You can call 773-667-8600. The funeral services will be on Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2020, at the Word of Truth Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, 415 West 111th Street, Chicago, Illinois. The wake is from 10 to 11, and the funeral service will be from 11 to 1. Amen. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send your donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. Can you help me say 14 years? Come help us celebrate our pastoral 14th year anniversary. The superintendent, Dr. Byron Gibbs, and the lady, Dorothy Gibbs. Nightly, August the 3rd, 5th, and then on Sunday, on the 7th. We'll be there nightly Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, the morning service will be at 9:30, and the afternoon service will be at 3:30. That's Granison Temple, Church of God in Christ, 5526 South State Street in Chicago, Illinois. Come and be my special guest. Choose a night. Amen. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584. Email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, MAZENGRACEMINISTRIES@gmail.com. And we're on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. If you want to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/12127627. Now we're talking about today something called hope. There is a word called improbable hopelessness. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word improbable means something that is not going to happen or an unlikely event that will not occur. Hopelessness, on the other hand, probable hopelessness refers to an uncertain event that you doubt will happen based on circumstances. Life is filled with problems and troubles of every type. On this journey from earth to heaven, we will find ourselves fighting issues of life that take away every thread of hope. Even as believers, when looking at the promises of God, I can admit that sometimes hopelessness sets in. Psalms 43:5 addresses this hopelessness as it follows. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Getting into the word. The theme for this month of July is, I have got a promise. The lesson for this Saturday, this last Saturday in July, is we may not have it all together, but we have it all. And our scriptures are coming from, I'll be reading from the New King James Version this morning, John 14:1, and it reads, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Hebrews 11:1-3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. I have some definitions. When you say all, as much as possible, every member or individual component of, the whole number of, or the sum of. When you say things, a matter of concern, state of affairs in general or within a specific or implied situation. Trust, the assurance, reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed. The dependence on something future or contingent or hope. When you say work, a job activity in which one exerts strength or faculties to do or perform something, sustain physical or mental effort to overcome obstacles and achieve an objective or result. Together, in or into one place. Mass, collection, or group, in a body, as a group, in or into a unified or coherent structure or an integrate. Purpose, The reason something is done or you is a strong belief or trust in someone or something. In today's world, we are faced with so many challenges. There are multitudes of natural disasters happening all over the world. Floods, killings, people are getting run over just trying to cross the street. Police brutality, plane crashes, and homes are being destroyed. Then there is a lack of financial resources, which results in the inability to pay our bills or just purchase the basic necessities like food and clothing. Then there are also various of illnesses that we are now facing and dealing with. Now the government is saying that there's no recession, but everything is so high. Gas, it takes about $100 just to fill your tank. So because of all things we are dealing with in this day and time, there is greater amount of stress, physically, mentally, and spiritually. There is a battle going on within us. Trying to face life battles and surviving requires the ability to trust and depend on God. Mentally, we may not have it all together. Physically, we may not have it all together. Financially, we may not have it all together. And even spiritually. But if we can trust the word of God, then even in our weakness, we are strong. Why? Because the God of creation strengthens us. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, teaches us, guide us, and go before us. So we can then proclaim that we are strong in the name of Jesus. The word of God states that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The word empowers me. Therefore, we can't do anything in our own strength. We are just going to fail. Why? Because the flesh is not saved. It's the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, on the inside of us. This body is imperfect, but the Spirit on the inside of me is perfect. So we can say we got it all together when we don't have everything perfect. I have some example of people in the Bible who were not all together. King David. You can read it, Psalms 40 and 1, and then 3, and then Psalms 55 and 4, because David was a murderer. Jonah. Jonah 1. He was disobedient to God's command. Elijah, 1 Kings 19, 5 through 8. He was fearful and depressed. Abigail, 1 Samuel 25. She was married to a fool. Now, the Bible says churchless and evil, but we know that means rude, someone that hasn't been taught manners. Then there's Esther, Esther 1 and 8. She was an orphan. She was captured. She went before the king without permission, just like some of us just do what we want to do. We live in an imperfect society. There's so much going on. We are facing so many challenges. And as a Christian, how do we balance life, anxiety, distraction, and other problems? How do we stand on the word of God? John chapter 1 talks about the word being present in the beginning of time. And the word came in the form of Jesus Christ. This month of July, we have talked about I got a promise. My soul seems to be troubled. Psalms 43 and 5 tells me that my hope is in God. We're going to read the word on this morning and let the word speak to us. Psalms 41 through 3. And again, this is the New King James Version. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Psalms 55 and 4. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Now we can take our consolation and hopelessness to the Lord by reading the word of God. God speaks through his word. And as we read the word of God, the word begins to activate changes in our hearts, in our minds, and performs a psychological and cognitive change in us. 1 Kings 19:1-5. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent the messenger to Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father. Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, we can sit and have a pity party like Elijah and talk about it. It would have been better if he, God, just take his Elijah's life. But God knows why we're here. God has formed us. God has made us. God didn't say that every day would be sunshine, roses, and sweet old apple pie. The book of Job is a prime example of suffering. Sometimes we say, why me? Why me, Lord? But the reality of the thing is that we are going to have trials and tribulations because they are there to make us. The trials and tribulations are there to make us into the women and men of God that he can present to this world and is willing to stand when everybody else has fallen. The above word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ is our strength. He is the glue that allows us to stay together when we are cut in several different pieces by the pangs of life, by the accuser of the brethren, Satan himself. 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. Thou shalt be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I plead with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Chronicles 20:17. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with them. 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In conclusion, we may not have it all together, but we have it all through Christ. The Lord is with us. He has given us the Holy Spirit in us to guide our lives. Under the leading of the Spirit of God, we cannot go wrong. If we are led by the Spirit, then the flesh will not rule our lives. Like Paul, who states that even in my infirmities, my weakness, I'm strong. We are to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. And that requires that we have faith and believe in God. So through Christ Jesus, we have it all. One of the things we have to strive for is to please God. Enoch was translated because he had this testimony that he pleased God. Our loved ones are going to die. Our money is going to be short. We are living in a recession. Although the world leaders are telling us that it's not, don't be fooled. We can't believe everything that the world offers. We're in a recession. But even in the midst of everything that we're going through or will go through, we must stand. Stand on faith. 11:6, we just read it. We have spent many different blogs talking about faith. It is so important during this time where we may not see it, but we've got to believe it. And we've got to take spiritual eyesight to see it. Jesus is on his way back. Stand tall in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free. Pray that our faith don't fail us. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, allow us to just thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God, with our minds towards come listening to the blog, God. And then, Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And, Lord God, we thank you on this morning. Then, Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord God, we just thank you because I have got a promise. Thank you for your promises. You promised that you would never leave nor forsake us. God, you are there all of the time, in spite of the situations or circumstances. Then, God, forgive us. Lord, forgive us for all the sins we have committed. Then, God, forgive us for our shortcomings. We may not have it all together, but we have it all. We have it all because, God, we have you. Give us you, Lord. Everything else can wait. Give us you. Look on our leaders everywhere. Then look on my leader, the superintendent, Dr. Byron and Lady Gibbs, the elder and Evangelist Johnson. Look on the whole household of faith. Look on Dr. Carrie and her family on this week, God. Be with them, Lord God, in this time of loss. Look on Sister Shirley Harvey that's in Texas, God. Lord God, do it for her. Do it for her again, God. Look on Mother Christine Banks in Texas, Mother Garnett, Mother Luckett. Look on Mother Gibbs. Thank you for bringing her out of the hospital, God. Look on Mother Ernestine Norman, God. Look on Mother Esther Moore, Mother Maxine, Mother Carrie, God. In this time, God, you know what she needs, God. And then look on Dad Ellis, God. Strengthen his heart. Look on all of those that have unspoken requests. Encourage Sandy, God. Let her understand that you are with her, God, and her answers are all in you. God, do for us that which only you can do. Look on the listeners, one by one, name by name. Hallelujah. Look on our grandchildren, our children, God. I bind the spirit of hopelessness, loneliness, and suicide. Satan, you can't have our loved ones. And we command that you take your hands off their minds. Then, God, you help us to keep our minds stayed on you. For you said in your word, thou wilt keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. We need your help. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. Then, God, we're going to give you all the glory. We give you the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your president and CEO is the elder Dr. Maria Carey. And your co-host is yours truly, Evangelist Rogers. Tune in next week, same time. And Dr. Carey will be returning. Remember, God is still in control. Wear your mask. Be mindful and enjoy the remainder of your day. And before we hang up, I just want to give you all the funeral arrangements for Dr. Carrie's sister again, just in case you didn't hear it. We're celebrating the life for LaDora Mosley. The visitation is on Monday, August the 1st, 2022, from 5 to 8 at the Sacred Memories Funeral Home, 2024 East 75th Street, that's Chicago, Illinois, 773-667-8600. And the funeral service will take place on Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2022, at the Word of Truth Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, 415 West 111th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. The wake is from 10 to 11, and the funeral is from 11 to 1. Amen. I'm going to give you Dr. Carey's number also. Text her. Encourage her heart. Let her know you're praying for her. Let her know that we're with her. 309-750-7584. Again, 309-750-7584. Leave her a text. Be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.